Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. Matthew 10, verse 40. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. When Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? And Jesus answered him, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Truly I say to you, among those born of women there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates, We have played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. Then he began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. At that time Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. At that time Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. He said to them, Have you not read what David did when he was hungry and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profaned the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here, and if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. He went on from there and entered their synagogue. And a man was there with a withered hand, and they asked him, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? So that they might accuse him. He said to them, Which one of you has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, Stretch out your hand. And the man stretched it out, and it was restored healthy like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him, how to destroy him. So where we started in verse 40 of chapter 10, he comments about receiving Jesus and receiving the Father, and that they are one, and you have to receive both in order to have access to either. So he states, whoever receives you receives me. That's the disciples that were going out to preach. Whoever receives me receives him who sent me, which is God the Father. Then we find this message from John the Baptist. When Jesus is baptized, it's obvious to John who Jesus is. But I think at this time when John is imprisoned, that perhaps he is feeling a little downtrodden. Might be why he's asking this. I can't say for sure. But instead of giving an outright answer, yes or no, he sends the disciples of John back to him with an answer of, these are the things that they see. These are the things that Jesus is doing. And that would tell him the answer that he needed. And he speaks to the crowd and points out that John the Baptist is fulfilling a great role, and no one is greater than he. Yet those that come into the kingdom could be greater than he. And he makes it clear that John was the fulfillment of the prophecy of the spirit of Elijah coming. He also speaks about the reception of the people, implying himself, but speaking directly of John, what did you go out to see? And he points out that many people looking at John, who didn't come eating and drinking and said he has a demon, but then look at Jesus, who did come eating and drinking, and they call him a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors. And he points out that these cities that they might so easily condemn from times of old, Tyre, Sidon, Sodom, he says, if the works that had been done in these modern cities had been done in those cities of old, they would have repented. Verse 25 gives an invitation. He prays to the Father, and at the end of that, he tells them, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Jesus is a very kind Savior that cares deeply about all of us. Then when you get into chapter 12, you have the instance of his disciples being hungry. They're going by grain fields, and it was lawful to glean from the edges of the fields for those that were hungry, and they did so, except that this was the Sabbath, and there were those that noticed it, these Pharisees, and they began to cast accusation. And so Jesus begins to point out that they were not breaking the law of the Sabbath, and he uses David, first of all, as an example here, because they wouldn't have condemned what David did in eating the showbread. But it was an instance in which he and his fellow men were very hungry, and they ate that, and that was an act of mercy. He also points out that the priests, even on the Sabbath, had certain duties that would need to be carried out within the temple, and they were guiltless for working on the Sabbath because of the activity they were undertaking in the temple itself. And he says something greater than the temple is here. And so they were not condemned for that activity of gleaning from the field in order to eat something along their way. Finally, he enters the synagogue, and there was a man there with a withered hand. And, of course, they're trying to entrap him, and they said, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? And he says, if you've got a sheep and it falls into a pit, aren't you going to save it? And a man is much more valuable. And he heals the man in order to back up what he says. And of course, this upsets them, and they're looking for an instance to be able to accuse him and thus destroy him. That concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.